The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio, kind of. Here today, the 25th, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Ben's at the helm. Ben, how did you manage to take us completely off the air?
You know, just a little tomfoolery.
Tomfoolery.
What we're talking about is Spectrum had a major fiber cable get cut, and everybody that's on Spectrum, and that's us too, is off the air. You don't have internet. We don't have internet means we don't move our signal. However, we center. Ben's at the helm. Ben, how did you manage to take us completely off the air?
You know, just a little tomfoolery.
Tomfoolery.
What we're talking about is Spectrum had a major fiber cable get cut, and everybody that's on Spectrum, and that's us too, is off the air. You don't have internet. We don't have internet means we don't move our signal. However, we are recording the show, and we're going to play it on today, Thursday. See, today's Tuesday.
So I'm going to go ahead and try find what national days will be on Thursday.
Oh, that's
okay,
great.
Okay, that's great. So we're going to play like this is Thursday. So I'm going to say the day, welcome to Thursday the 27th. And we're going to go like that.
That's cool.
How's that sound? Okay, so is everybody on board with us here? Now, since they can't hear it, and they're not going to hear it till Thursday, it's just going to be transparent to everybody. All right. So, Linda,
Weather's going to be 95 degrees, overnight lows of 65, cloudy skies. Friday's going to call for 100, overnight lows of 67. Saturday, the 29th, will be 97, and Sunday, 98 with the sunny skies. That's a brief forecast there, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, always bringing us the weather report, located in Anderson, where it's a veteran-owned business. Senior and veteran discounts are always available for you at Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And remember the 530 prefix before you dial that number.
Okay, 7:07 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Our first guest is Patty Plum.
Patty,
you know
morning.
What? I have a terrible time on names. I just do. And I realize that, and I try real hard not to forget and screw it up. But yours is real easy.
It's unique, isn't it?
It's Patty Plum.
I like it.
Okay.
It's almost like a designer label.
Or Betty Boop or something really
Patty
creative.
Plum. Patty Plum brings you anything you could imagine. It's a Patty Plum bakery good. It's a Patty Plum pattern. It's a Patty Plum special. I love it.
Right. And make sure you don't look at the fruit. It's all about the plum line. Straight up and down. P-L-U-M-B.
Okay. There you go. Okay.
And you now, are dressed in like a lavender plum.
It's
there
a big
you go.
Day today.
Yeah, it's a big day today.
Okay. Okay. Now, Patty she's here for like four different reasons. You were just nominated and assigned to the Shasta County Elections Commission.
That's correct. Appointed.
Whoa. Appointed. That's right. And this has been going through turmoil.
Right.
I mean, how many members are on it now?
We have three now, so we have a quorum, and so that's really good. Of course, it opened and started in October of 2023, and it was, you know, plowing the ground, a lot of hard soil, a lot of rocks in the soil, different things. And so I think it's just really prime time for us to be able to have this position and welcome the community with their concerns about the election. So it's really could not be more perfect time to have this caveat.
And I think that just sitting across from the table with your energy, we need that kindness and sweetness.
I agree.
Because just with our own personal stories here, where we have, we open our table at our radio station for thought for different ideas of what they, you know, what they believe and bring to the table.
Right.
And sometimes we experience getting caught in the crossfire of people being ridiculously unkind.
Absolutely. I've experienced that myself. In fact, when I was a child, I was always the person, the student that they'd send over to talk with the bullies, and that was my job.
So, oh,
because,
you know what, do you
because
need a
you
friend?
Were carrying a, you were carrying I, a could knife. Be,
and I wasn't afraid. Okay. You know, they would threaten me too, you know, and so I'd say, well, do you need to sit with us at the lunch table? And then my final question, if they didn't understand they needed a friend, was, you know, what are you afraid of? And that's really what it comes down to in most people.
It's
people
fear.
Are afraid
it
of
is.
Things they don't
it's
understand.
Right, it's true.
Or they think they understand it, or it goes totally against, you know, and I can understand that. You
sure.
know, like I have a real problem with certain, you know, like communism. I have a real problem with it. I don't hate it. I don't think it. I've had somebody call in here before that said, it's evil. And I said, no, it's not evil. It's another thought process, and it's what they believe, but it doesn't mean it's evil. There is evil in the world.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There and there's evil and in racism, and we know that that's also because you're afraid. One would be afraid
right.
of somebody's skin color or ethnicity, and this is where racism stems from, I believe.
I agree, and I believe it, too, that you know, love and hate are not opposite. It's love and fear is what's opposite, and so fear causes us to be stuck in complaint and to be, you know, tied up in, like, what can we do differently, or I'm stuck here chronically complaining about the same thing over and over with no solutions and no good
yeah.
results.
Okay. So the you remember the election commission, and like I said, it's been in turmoil really since it started. What is the purpose of the election commission?
Well, what I'm learning,
because I've never had anybody on it.
Oh, okay, it. Yeah. No, this is really exciting for me. I haven't been available to do this. A lot's happened in the last 4 years for all of us. We've learned a lot along the way. What we knew back in 2020 is much different than what we understand now, and everyone's at a different place in that journey. And so this provides a place where people can come and share the concerns, you know, ask questions. But what I'm learning as a representative is, a place where people can come and share the concerns, you know, ask questions. But what I'm learning as a representative is I have two ears and one mouth for a reason. So I'm not going to be contributing as much. I'm going to be listening more and have the community share. And then let us gather all that information and go towards clear and concise solutions rather than stuck in chronic complaining. So that's one of them. Our next meetings are going to be in July. It's Monday, July 15th, and then also at 2 p.m., and then also July 22nd, Monday, at 2 p.m. in the board chambers.
In the board chambers. Okay. So tell us what those, what's the outline of those meetings?
Well, if you've been to any of the board supervisor meetings, it's kind of the same arrangement. We have an agenda. You know, we follow that. We open for public comment. People come in and share. And then we follow what's on the agenda. So it's really similar, maybe a microcosm of what happens to the board of supervisors. So when we go and present before them, we're hoping that they'll hear us, and then we can present opportunities to make some changes. And so it's the same type of thing where we're going to be the mediator between the community and the Board of Supervisors. You know, what solutions can we bring for the election?
Well, there's some people who think, hey, the elections are just fine.
Right.
I mean, there's
that's
a,
true.
A large number think that. So what are – you've observed elections and this. We have a brand new registrar.
That's true.
And clerk.
Right.
Who has no experience.
Well, a lot of experience in other things,
well,
too.
Well, yes. I mean, he has no experience. You're right. Please let me take that back. He has no experience in elections
right.
and being a county clerk.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this on Monday, that I've been in big business, and I've been around, you know, where we needed construction and doing all these things. And I've been in the military. And, you know, I've seen people who have come in that didn't have a lot of experience in that field.
Mm-hmm.
And it all depends on that person.
It does.
It totally does. He can become absolutely the worst that's ever been there, or he can become the best. I mean, that's mm-hmm. totally up to him. His leadership traits, his ability to listen, his ability to say,
right.
to grasp these things. Assistant DA, and he's done a lot of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that he's, you know, he's got a brain, and he's
definitely.
Been able to, and some, you know, and a logic. Is he going to be able to take the knowledge of all those people who have been working here all that time?
Sure.
Assimilate enough
mm-hmm.
to be able to give the guidance, if you know, of some kind of guidance. I would hope that the first thing he does for like 2 months is just listen.
Absolutely.
You know, it's one of the things you do in the military. When you take over a new command, mm-hmm. there is an order issued that said all orders – and all orders and other things will remain in effect.
Mm-hmm.
And they do, because that keeps the stability there. And then you start your changes.
Absolutely. And what we've seen about this gentleman is humility, and he's seems to be very teachable, very coachable. And so that would be to his advantage to go forward, because we don't expect one person to come in with a Superman cape and just rescue the day, you know, and do one person's job. It's up to a team. And so for him to have the ability to work together with the team that's already there, mm-hmm. and for each person there to decide how they want to do things going forward too. A lot of people there have a lot of knowledge. They have a lot of experience, of course, and some people may see that things probably haven't been done correctly all this time. We had this come out in the trial recently where some things were admitted by Joanna and Anna Rodriguez themselves that, boy, we missed that. We did not do that correctly. And so this is a great opportunity.
And that happens.
Mm-hmm.
The trial you're talking about is Laura Hobbs sued the county.
Right.
Because she said they did not follow their own directives
right.
in this. So, and it's up to the judge now, I guess, to
yep.
figure this
yep.
out.
Actually, Tuesday, today.
Oh, today. So there'll be an announcement today.
Right.
Okay, we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive has been voted the best in the North State for 2 years in a row, and there's a reason for it. They are the best in the North State, in my opinion, and we've been doing business with them for 17 years. They're the ones that did our wedding rings. They have the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, and they have a wonderful selection of jewelry ranging from estate to Native American to specialty designed pieces and everything else in between. They're good people, locally owned, locally operated. They've been around for 30 years, started by Leonard, and now Rebecca and Henry have it. It's a good place. A lot of integrity there. So they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and we'll be right back. Today is Thursday, the 27th of June, and we're quickly running out of June.
Younger than the mountains, blowing like the breeze. Country roads, take me home to the bay.
Elevate your Bandalup viewing experience in celebration of the Sundial Bridge's 20th anniversary with Turtle Bay's VIP ticketed viewing parties taking place during the Bandalup morning and evening performances on both Friday, June 28th and Saturday, June 29th. Tickets as well as tables for eight include admission into the VIP garden area with the best reserved views of the Bandalup shows, plus food and drinks served by Mosaic Restaurant during the evening performances. Buy tickets now for the VIP experience at celebrate20.com/VIP.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Well, today is the 25th, but because Spectrum is down, we're playing this on the Thursday. So we're going to pretend this is Thursday. So welcome back to the show here on the 27th of June, 7:21 in the morning. Our guest is Patty Plum, who is on the election commission and says that she wants to listen to everybody, and there are some things that they want to look at in our elections. One thing you said yesterday, we were just chit-chatting, was like plexiglass clear ballot boxes, so you can see the ballots coming into. You can see the ballots inside the boxes. Is she on, or is she just being quiet?
Test one. Test.
There we go. What impact does that have?
Well, it depends on the people. You know, some people think it's a privacy concern, but the people's names, of course, are not on the ballots.
No.
That's something on the envelopes, and that's something we discourage as well. When you want to go vote, don't mess with the ballot envelopes. You know, don't sign it. Just take your ballot in and vote in person at the precinct level. We talked about that as well. Because the system, Carl, that's been put up in place for the last 30-some years has been set up by design to be fraudulent. On 17 different levels, they can compromise or steal our election. We need to go way back, roll it way back to one day vote, same day hand count in the precincts. And so that's our goal. We'll see what can happen. And that's our excitement to be able to have Tom Toller with us to be able to navigate through the California laws, the California
election
laws.
Making it real clear that you can't hand vote.
Right. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and lean in and be able to look at everything clearly and see what the path forward can be, because the Constitution says that we should be able to have there'll be one day for voting, and we should be able to go back to voting with our neighbors. And so that's our goal. And then presenting it in such a way that it will be transparent, free, fair, secure, with the clear Colorado boxes that I mentioned.
The county of Shasta for 20 plus years has been hugely voting by mail, right? Absentee voting. I mean, like 80%.
Since my son was born.
Yeah.
I came up for a visit,
yeah.
And
so,
my mom had her ballot. And I'm
so
like, Mom.
What's the difference between that and...
Big difference.
Yeah. Well, what's tell?
It's called a chain of custody, Carl. Uh-huh. So if you hold the less people that touch your ballot, the better. And so when I came out in 1998, my son had just been born, and my mom had the ballot up by her phone. And I said, "Mom, what's this?" She goes, "Oh, that's my ballot. I'm going to mail it." And I go, "Why? Why would you mail that? You know, you have to go into the little booth with the curtain, and this is something really important. It's a privilege to do." So even then, I understood that something was askew. So with the mail-in ballots, they really are not paper poll ballots. There's a big difference. And the path that the mail-in ballots take is not okay, because they lose chain of custody every step of the way, especially going to the post office. So to reduce that and bring it back to where you have your ballot, you take it to the precinct poll, it's counted there same day. That would be the ideal way to do that and reduce all the other methods. And, of course, the one thing we talked about was the dirty voter rolls. This is an infectious disease that's throughout our nation. Voter rolls are a huge issue, and cleaning them is nearly impossible. It's like sweeping a dirt floor.
Judicial Watch had some statistics.
Right.
And what was that?
Well, Judicial Watch has been successful in the removal of up to 4 million ineligible votes throughout the state. And so they've been working with California, Pennsylvania, Colorado, North Carolina, Kentucky, Ohio, D.C., and elsewhere. In February 2023, Los Angeles County alone confirmed removal of 1,207,613 ineligible voters from its rolls since the year before. So that's huge. And so what happened is they filed a lawsuit, Judicial Watch Incorporated, and the Libertarian Party of California versus Shirley Weber. So they filed that, and what happened is they realized in the correspondence they got back from the counties, there was 21 counties in California that did not clean their voter rolls between November of 2020 and November of 2022. That's huge, because we were told here locally, Kathy and Joanne both said, "We clean our voter rolls every day." Well, what they found out, that 16 out of these 21 counties, zero have been removed from the voter rolls. So this is in a lawsuit right now. It's all here, you know, in print.
And Shasta County is one of those.
Shasta County is one of them. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, but it's going to be interesting to see what's going to be happening here. But you came here originally to talk about something else that's happening this weekend.
That's true.
I've only got a couple minutes here.
Okay.
So let's talk about that.
Well, this is a great opportunity. We see ourselves in a providential perfect storm, Carl, with all that's happening with the judges, the judicial watch, and the systems that are in play, that this is important for us as we the people to see where we can push the ball forward down the field, and what's our part. And so if it's just as simple as standing on a overpass and waving the American flag to encourage the drivers that are coming through, which is really wonderful, then let's let that happen. And that is going to happen this Saturday. I'm thrilled that the temperatures are not going to be triple digits. It's going to be 97 degrees. So Saturday the 29th at 10 a.m., we have 10 overpasses, safe locations over I-5, all the way from Cottonwood, Gas Point Road, maybe Bowman, depending on how many people, and at every place going north all the way to Pine Grove Avenue. So this is a chance for you to come out at 10 a.m., bring your flags, wear red, white, and blue, and stand on an overpass with other fellow patriots and draw encouragement from one another. And this is a part for us to be able to strategize. What is it we can do? Let's not just talk and complain. Let's not complain about what's happened and what got us here. Now it's talking about a path forward. So at noon that same day, on Saturday, we're going to be out at Shasta Lake. And this has happened before. I don't know if you remember back in 2020. It's called the Freedom Float, and Michelle has worked really hard putting on then, and she's doing it again. So come out to the lake at Bridge Bay at noon and have your flags and be able to safely be able to encourage one another. And we're also going to be playing the movie Let My People Go. I'm not sure if you've seen the movie.
Is that the city of Shasta Lake?
Shasta Lake, Bridge Bay.
Oh, Bridge Bay.
Yes.
Okay. And there's going to be a boat that's made into a float.
Well, it's going to be people that have their own personal boats.
Oh, okay. So it's going to be more than just one. It'll
absolutely
be like a little float parade.
It'll be like a car rally on the water.
Okay.
Yeah. And so with that around the Bridge Bay area, certainly do not walk across Bridge Bay and hold any flags up there, because
no,
we don't want to distract any drivers. In fact, every overpass, we make sure that we're not going to distract any drivers. So safety first. And so at noon, that'll be happening at Shasta Lake. And then in the evening at 6 p.m., we're going to have a car rally. We had one of these, a couple of these in the past, and that's with flags and everyone taking the same route as Cool April Nights, of course, meeting maybe over at the east end of Mount Shasta Mall parking area on Dana Drive and then driving Churn Creek to Cypress back to Hilltop and back to Dana.
Whoa.
Okay.
It's a lot of big things going
on
there.
I know. It's all in one day.
And if people want to get involved in this,
they do.
How do they do that?
Well, just show up. Show up at 10 a.m. at an overpass. We do have meetings that we gather together at Mount Shasta Mall on Sunday at 4, but of course we just had that. But they can find me.
If they want to, like say, get in your car parade. They just show up?
Yes.
Okay,
it's
that's
not
just
be,
showing up.
It's nothing official. You know, it's just, you know, everyone take responsibility. Just show up.
Got it.
Yeah, they'll figure out where to merge in. So the other thing I want to mention, too, is on the 13th of July, Saturday the 13th, we just reserved the Reading Library. So from 2 to 5 p.m., we're going to be showing that movie. It's a documentary. It's called Let My People Go. It's with Professor David Clements. If you haven't seen it, Carl, you and Linda need to watch this. It's 2 hours and 16 minutes. It covers everything that's brought us to this place and then talks about our path forward and how we need to unite. We need to link our armors with one another. Where is that Gideon's army, you know, that's just 300 people? He says 300 in every county nationwide, 300 deep, 3,000 wide. We're going to be able to make the changes we need to make county by county.
Okay. Patty Plum, newest member of the Lectern Commission here in Shasta County, and some of the things that are happening this weekend and in the future. Thanks a lot for being with us, Patty.
Thank you, Carl. We all enjoyed it.
You know, I'm going to be kind of now watching and see what's going on here. I've been trying to do that, but we'll see. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. We're going to be talking CPR and why this is important with somebody that needed it. And luckily, somebody knew how to do it. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle
with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Swipe to Win draw.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kick off at 7 p.m.
Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th for your shot at cold hard cash.
For a 2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Your vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport, and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Welcome back. 3-5 Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your Talk Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank. Been in the business here around 17 years. Local board of directors. 4 branches. 1 in Red Bluff. 2 right here in Redding. And 1 in Anderson, their newest branch. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We do business with Cornerstone. We're happy there. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Now, I had a phone call the other day from Rich Novelli, whom we've known for years, and he had something that happened to him, and after he told me what happened, I think it's important that we have other people learn about this. So, Rich, good morning.
Good morning.
Quickly, tell people what happened.
So, it was a typical Sunday morning out running near my house. And
it's typical for you.
Typical for me, as both Linda and Carl know, I've been an athlete all my life. So this was just a typical Sunday. And after doing several runs, walking back, the world started spinning, and like nothing I've ever experienced. And all of a sudden, everything went black. And basically, I had sudden cardiac arrest, and I was dead.
Now, Rich, he's not kidding about being an athlete. I mean, he's probably his body fat's, 8% and all these things. And so it's kind of like, it's not like somebody that hasn't done anything in their whole life and they stood up and they just dropped. You dropped.
Doing a drill on a hill.
Right.
Just in your neighborhood.
In my neighborhood, right across the street from my home.
But since you're talking to me, something happened.
Something incredible happened. A bystander who is now my best friend in the world, Mike, was coming out of his work and drove by and made the incredible decision to stop as I was laying on the ground and got out of his vehicle and immediately assessed that I was not breathing or I was spasming and had no heartbeat. And he immediately began CPR on me.
Now, Mike, and this is Mike Lawrence I'm talking to.
Neighbor Mike.
Did you know him before?
No, just met Rich that morning.
Okay. So what? So you were coming out of work and on a Sunday, and you saw somebody laying there, and you just said, I'm going to go check.
I actually wasn't even supposed to be at work. I just actually was headed to church and was a little bit early, so I wanted to stop by and get a phone number off my desk I'd wrote down earlier, and so it was...
Act of God.
Yeah, act of God, absolutely.
And so you saw him, and, I mean, we all see people laying around here, and how many times do you stop?
I actually saw him, and I didn't know what to make of it. I drove by, I don't know, maybe 100 feet or so, and... my 14-year-old was with me, and I decided we looked at each other and like, we probably should turn around and make sure he's not just lounging.
Yeah.
Pulled up next to him, and it was pretty clear he was non-responsive. So jumped out of my car, got 911 on the phone, and my whole world's kind of stopped. It was pretty took me back, shook me up quite a bit, just trying to get my thoughts together.
Yeah, simulating all this. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but Mike, before we began this interview, we talked a little bit out in the lobby that you have the knowledge of CPR. Some of us do not have the knowledge of CPR, and so you knew what exactly to do as far as pressure, as far as and how long you performed it. Why you called 911 and they were asking you questions, and then you put the phone down and said, because, you know, and with us this morning is also a great, one of our great first responders, that we found out that you did CPR for almost 7 minutes.
So, okay. So going back to where we were, mm-hmm. you were trying to simulate it, and then you saw that he wasn't breathing, no heartbeat. You had a knowledge of CPR.
Yes.
And you called, already called emergency. So then you started. The chest compressions.
I started chest compressions. There was some activity coming out of Rich. You start CPR, you hear things crack and pop, and you're just
You can crack a rib or like this, but the main thing, and we're going to get to you in a second there. Main thing on CPR is keeping that blood moving through the body.
Yep.
Okay, so you started that, and then somebody you didn't know, on your way to church, and you continued that until?
I continued that, and then slowly some bystanders, other bystanders started coming along, some of their neighbors. There was a man and woman. I do not have their name. They showed up. They actually took a turn of cycles through me.
Yeah, because CPR can be, it can wear you out quick.
Right.
And
it can wear you out. My adrenaline was going pretty good. I was pretty pumped up. But yeah, it was.
So other people also came in, not knowing Rich, and but seeing what was going on, they started taking turns.
Yes.
Now we come to the, you guys. Here comes the Reading Fire Department screaming in, and what happens then?
So, I'm the fire captain on the first engine that showed up.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Steve Grayler?
Kramer.
Kramer. Okay, sorry.
And so as we're coming down the road, the paramedics had just pulled up. They were getting out of the rig, and I told my partners, I said, that guy doing CPR, I said, he's getting with it. He knows what he's doing good CPR. So I said, we need to relieve him, first thing. And Rich looked so good from the CPR that Mike had been giving him. His color was good. He was back to breathing on his own, maybe 5 breaths a minute. And I'm thinking, he's got to have a pulse. So I was about to tell him to stop and check for a pulse, just as the paramedics were putting him on the cardiac monitor. And I worked for a long time as a paramedic, so I have an idea what I'm looking at. And I'm like, no, he's in what we call ventricular fibrillation. He has no pulse. The only oxygen he's getting is what Mike had been giving him through CPR prior to us getting there. So that needed to continue.
Try that.
Okay, better. So the CPR absolutely had to continue because although, looking at Rich, a lot of people would have thought, and Mike even said that some bystanders were like, I think we need to stop. He's breathing. His breathing was not adequate. And you could see as the CPR continued, his breathing started to improve. I've been 30 years plus. I've worked as a tech in the ICU, CBICU. I was an EMT on the ambulance, paramedic on the ground ambulance, paramedic on the helicopter, and then been in the fire service. I've been with City of Reading for 23 years.
Well, God bless you, and so, thank you.
So, but my point is, over all those years, I've seen hundreds of cardiac arrests.
Sure.
Without a doubt. And
so fibrillation, it sounds like you're telling me, is that the heart is fluttering and or it's not doing its job, and that the CPR was keeping the blood going through. It used to be that they taught you give them the breath of life, but they don't teach that anymore, do they?
No, and that's the big message I think to get out here. The CPR Mike was doing was what they call hands only CPR, so no more locking lips with people. People are really worried about exposure. So now it is literally just compressions, and that is it. So they're doing compressions, good, solid compressions.
And there's enough oxygen still in the blood for this to work.
So it's not necessarily in the blood, but as if somebody compresses your chest and then they let go, as they compress, air is going to be pushed out of your lungs, and as they release, it's going to naturally, as the rib cage returns, you're going to have, so you get some mixing of air.
Okay.
And one of the biggest things that they did in studies found was that every time we would stop to give someone breaths, you lose the pressure built up in the system.
Yeah.
So by continuing those compressions, the circulation never stops. And this is the first time that I actually had somebody that I showed up. I've had lots of people doing CPR. But doing good compressions and the hands only, because when hands only came out, I was kind of going, being a responder, we're used to, hey, put a tube down and breathe for them. You got to give them some oxygen. this is the first time that I witnessed a bystander doing hands only. And I'm telling you, when we pulled up, Rich looked almost as pink as he does now. And that's not
That's not normal.
You know, we don't usually see that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So,
so at that point, we got to take a break here in a second, and we got another segment. So when you saw that, then and Mike, you step him back. Then they started the
what?
Then you all
a defibrillator. So, the rhythm that, that Rich was in is actually one that we like to see. So his heart to save someone, we have to have two things. I say we have to have a viable heart. Rich is good and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have a major blockage where, you know, the heart muscle was damaged so much that it couldn't return. So he was in a rhythm where he has lots of electrical activity, but it's confused. It's not a normal pathway. Yeah. So it's just quivering.
A lot of people have that.
A lot of people in sudden cardiac arrest will be in that rhythm. So, we have to have a heart that we can bring back, but more importantly, we have to have a brain.
Yeah.
And we had about 4 to 6 minutes, you're going to have permanent brain damage. After about 6 minutes of no CPR, if you have no pulse, there's no hope. Mike did CPR for 7 minutes before the responders got there. Had Mike not stopped and be willing to jump in and do that, no doubt Rich would not be sitting here today. So,
okay. We're going to break on that one, okay, because that's very important. If a bystander had not stepped in, there had been a man who was healthy who then had an arrhythmic or had a heart seizure. We'd be reading about him in the obituaries.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Elevate your Bandaloop viewing experience in celebration of the Sundial Bridge's 20th anniversary with Turtle Bay's VIP ticketed viewing parties taking place during the Bandaloop morning and evening performances on both Friday, June 28th and Saturday, June 29th. Individual tickets as well as tables for eight include admission into the VIP garden area with the best reserved views of the Bandaloop shows, plus food and drinks served by Mosaic Restaurant during the evening performances. Buy tickets now for the VIP experience at celebrate20.com/VIP.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multi multifamily properties and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're here with Rich Novelli, who had a heart attack. Steve Kraler, who is a captain in the Reading Police Department.
Fire Department. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Hey, but on that note, we did have an RPD officer show up, yes. Alex Danke, who yes. has been a paramedic in this area for a long time. And she was a great help.
She was amazing.
So, and kudos to
and the hero here. An unassuming hero. I know. He's shaking his head. He's embarrassed.
He's a hero.
Mike Lawrence, who was driving by with his son on the way to church, noticed somebody laying there. And we've all seen people laying all over Reading. Something told you. You went back, looked, and he started doing CPR. He started doing correct CPR. And then other people came in. They were doing correct CPR. Now, some people wanted you to stop because Rich was starting to look better. Is that right?
Yes, he was starting to look better. He appeared to try to be breathing on his own, but it was still very weak and inconsistent.
So they thought it might do some damage if they kept pumping. I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Now, Chief. Captain, you got a promotion. Put you in the fire department, and I mean the police department, and then I promoted you to chief.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. How about if we just do this, Steve?
So they were what they were seeing was the same thing. When I first walked up, like I said, Rich's color was so good, and he was breathing maybe five times a minute on his own. So my first thought was, having seen lots of this, that chances are Rich probably has a pulse. And I was about to say, let's stop and check for a pulse, just as the paramedics put the cardiac monitor on him. And I looked and saw on the monitor that, like I said, I used to be a paramedic. So I'm going, the rhythm he is in is ventricular fibrillation that does not ever have a pulse.
Okay.
So just continue. So the point here is that Mike was doing hands-only CPR. No, not giving any ventilations, and that's what they're teaching
you're supposed
now.
To do
this
now.
Is the first time that I had actually seen a bystander doing hands only, because I kind of wondered how good is it really going to be. And like I said, Rich looked good enough from that only that I was thinking he's got to have a pulse.
So now the team's there. Mm-hmm. You see, his heart's in fibrillation. Then what happened?
So then the paramedic, when that heart is in, like I said, to save someone, you have to have a viable heart and you have to have a viable brain. So the rhythm that he was in, that fibrillation, there's lots of electrical activity, but it's disorganized. So another big thing for early CPR is if there's a defibrillator available and somebody that knows how to use that basically you put those pads on and we deliver a shock that basically wipes the slate clean in the heart. So stops all activity, and you hope that the heart starts back.
Yeah, you push the reset button.
Yeah, and you hope that the heart then starts back into normal function. And I know at scene, I think Rich got like three shocks. And then along with that, the paramedics are giving medications to settle that heart down, depending on what it's doing.
And all the time this was happening, though, They were doing CPR.
CPR continued.
CPR continued yes. with the, okay, hands off when you got shot, but then back on the shots, and they kept doing CPR. And Rich, you said...
In the ambulance, all the way to the hospital.
In the ambulance, all the way to the hospital. It never stopped.
Actually, not all the way to the hospital, because Rich actually woke up on the way to the hospital.
Which
he doesn't remember it.
No.
But I sent my crew. We had a paramedic supervisor from AMR who's pretty gung-ho and will show up on calls. He stopped to help, and he rode in with them as well. And by the time they got to the hospital, Rich was sitting up and talking.
Okay, so here's what we're getting at, my friends. This is the story of a guy who's healthy. I mean, up until that point. What caused that, by the way?
What caused?
Your
what,
heart.
They don't know.
They don't know. It just happened.
When in the emergency room, they gave me the battery of tests.
Yeah.
And they
so no
first
blockages.
Thing they look for blockages. The next thing they look for is heart damage, you know, any kind of you know massive injury or something like that.
Yeah.
They couldn't find anything. They said I had the arteries of a 20-year-old.
Yeah,
and no damage to the heart. I did not have a heart attack.
Oh,
the
okay.
heart was fine. It just went into cardiac arrest, and that's what they don't know why. So. They did echocardiogram. They did MRI. I did get a slight concussion when I fell. But through all of that, they could not find
okay.
the reason.
So there's no tangible reason. Now, but what we're getting at is CPR.
Right.
Mike knew how to do it because you're taught on the job for the city how to do CPR.
And have to be, like, what do you call accredited or...
You
said you had to, you signed up and what do you have to have a, like a, I'm just curious.
No, I understand.
Like, what is it, every 3 years or how does that?
It's every 2 years by a certified instructor.
Okay.
So, Captain, CPR. I know that Seattle at one time had this big push to teach everybody in the city how to do CPR. This was decades ago. Do we need something like that here?
I think it would be great. I mean, certainly I would recommend that you get online. You can find local instructors, check American Heart Association and American Red Cross. You can look and find classes around. There's private instructors. If you're a business owner, you know, it'd be great to have put that on for your employees.
Mm-hmm.
If you
We're going to do that.
If you can't make that. This hands-only CPR is very simple, and I just did a little search on YouTube, and American Heart Association and Red Cross both have several videos that are probably only 4 minutes long that give you pretty good, you know, a pretty good shot of what hands-only CPR is. So, again, certainly go to a class, but if you can't, I mean, a four-minute video.
Here's the important thing, my friends. Imagine if somebody in your family is like Rich. His heart just does this. Or maybe you've got an older person that does have a problem. Imagine if they dropped and you could save their life, but you didn't really know how to do this. It's a simple – I mean, I've taken CPR classes, as you can imagine, my whole life. It kind of bothers me that Linda – because I'm – you know. Anyway, sign up for a CPR class. You can literally save somebody's life. And if you don't think that that was God looking down – you went to your office. Otherwise, would you have even been on that street?
No, absolutely not.
A Sunday morning, that street has almost no one on it.
And
yeah,
so,
no traffic.
In the future, run in busy areas.
I will.
And so, American Heart Association, there's private classes. You can set something up, I'm sure, with the American Heart Association and come to your office and teach people. And they bring the dummy, probably, and you practice your compressions. It's harder than you think. The idea is you keep the heart pumping, which causes the breath to happen. And you can, I mean, and at the same time you're calling 911, and they're there, in this case, in 7 minutes. Of course, you'd want them there in 30 seconds, but then we'd have them living with us.
And it seemed like an hour.
Did it seem like an hour?
It seemed like an hour.
At the end of it, when all this was over, when they took him away, you really didn't know what was going to happen then.
No, I did not.
And then they got in touch with you afterwards.
Yes.
And said?
The officer, Alex, called me back and let me know that Rich was alive.
Mm.
So how does that make you feel, buddy? Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Emotional.
And it should, you know.
It's like he gave his heart. You know, he gave a piece of himself.
He gave life.
For life.
And I'm the same way, and I'm just watching this right now. I'm getting emotional.
And if I could, we're here today to talk about CPR, bystander CPR, and the immense benefits. Certainly, being a recipient of, you know, Mike's heroics, I wouldn't be sitting here. But I also have to say that no fewer than 15 emergency responders were either on the scene or neighbors participating in my recovery in that short amount of time. And the amount of training, the amount of teamwork, the precision, the process that they went through to give me every chance to be sitting here with you today is a testament to just how wonderful all of these people are. Police, fire, ambulance services, and then my new best friend, Mike.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR.
Turn that down. We're going to go over a little bit.
So, and the final thing is I must give immense thanks to the Trauma Center at Mercy. I don't remember any of this, but they were incredible. I just remember them buzzing around like bees working on me. And Dr. Gill, my cardiologist, and Dr. Greentree, who actually performed the surgery to put a little defibrillator in me. All of those people are amazing. And I think we sometimes take them for granted. But when you need them and they're there, I just can't say thank you enough.
Okay. All right. We've gone over our time here, but I think this is something we need to come back again and talk about the program itself.
Right.
So if we can get you back in here again, Steve, and maybe we get somebody from American Heart Association that teaches these classes so we get more awareness to people that you can save a life just by learning a simple technique.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you so
thank
much,
Thank you so
gentlemen.
Much for being here.
No, thank you, Carl, Linda. Thank you
thank
so much.
You, Rich.
And Mike.
Mike. Yeah.
You're the man.
Yep.
You are. Okay. We'll be right back.
Ownership of the company, but kept billions more.
Correspondent Jeremy House says the High Court also allowing emergency abortions in Idaho for the time being. A procedural ruling, it was foreshadowed by a prematurely released opinion. It was posted briefly online yesterday before being removed, apparently posted online by mistake. There's nothing today on presidential immunity in a case involving former President Trump. Looks like that ruling could be released tomorrow. Well, if you're planning to follow this evening's presidential debate in Atlanta, looks like you'll have a lot of company. Our White House correspondent Greg Clugston is in the debate city.
Even though both candidates remain broadly unpopular, about 6 in 10 U.S. adults say they are extremely or very likely to watch the debate live or in clips or read about or listen to commentary about the event. That's according to an AP NORC poll. About half of Americans say the debate is extremely or very important for the success of Joe Biden's campaign, while about 40% say it's highly important for Donald Trump's campaign. Greg Clugston, Atlanta.
The U.S. economy saw its slowest growth in 2 years in the first quarter, expanding at a 1.4% annual rate. Drugstore chain Walgreens planning to close hundreds of stores within 3 years. And on Wall Street, the Dow, 84 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
A coup attempt unleashes political turmoil in one South American country.
Bolivian President Luis Arce has addressed supporters who gathered in Plaza Murillo outside the governmental palace after an apparent failed coup attempt. Arce confronted the general commander of the army, who appeared to be leading the rebellion. Arce said, "I am your captain, and I order you to withdraw your soldiers." He later led his supporters in a chanting,
Long live democracy. Bolivian television showed two tanks and a number of men in military uniforms outside the building, but troops and armored vehicles later began to pull back. Supporters of Arce flooded into the plaza outside soon afterward. I'm Haya Pinjuani.
China's space officials say they welcome researchers from around the world to study rock samples from the country's lunar probe brought back to Earth from the moon, but they add there are limits to cooperation specifically with the U.S. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. One heavily traveled thoroughfare in Wyoming soon be reopening.
Work is almost done on a temporary route around a landslide in western Wyoming that has closed the road for thousands of commuters. Wyoming Department of Transportation officials are looking to reopen the road on Friday. Wyoming Highway 22 over Teton Pass near the Idaho state line has been closed since the landslide sent both lanes crashing into a ravine on June 8th. No one was hurt, but the collapse has been a headache for thousands of commuters who work in Jackson and live in eastern Idaho. Going a different route has added over an hour to their drive each way. John Scott reporting.
It's a long road to recovery for parts of the Midwest. Slammed by severe flooding in the past week or so, Iowa was especially hard hit. And in the coming days, Nebraska and northwestern Missouri expect to start to see the downstream effects of the floodwaters. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Well, let me tell you what's going on right now. Today is Tuesday the 25th, but we're pretending it's the 27th of Thursday. And why? Because Spectrum has had a major outage throughout the city. And so we're not on the air. I just found out that your emergency services, they're having big problems too. A lot of people are off the air because they had a major cable get cut. So they're trying to repair that, and it could be anywhere from 9 to 10:30. They come back on. So we're playing this show on Thursday. So welcome to the 27th, 8:06 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Ben's in there. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. Can you hear me all good?
Well, as best as we can, considering that we're pulling everything off phones and all that. And Linda's got the weather.
Well, of course, going to be 96. Let's see. It's going to be, you know what? You need to move on.
Okay.
I'll come back with the weather.
Okay.
That.
I have some weather.
Okay, go ahead. Thank you, Ben.
All right, so today it's going to be mostly sunny and hot, as usual in Reading. And Wednesday, same. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this whole week is just Sunday and hot.
And they're all going to be under 100. It's all going to be in the high 90s.
Except Monday. Then we're going to be hitting 102.
Okay. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated business operating out of Anderson. Been in the business 25 years. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They do treat their customers as friends. Good people over there, the Kenny family. Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. And we're here with, drum roll, Mark Story.
Thanks for being here, buddy.
CEO of Avian Humane.
Thanks for the drum roll. Yeah, that was good.
Does it feel good when you walk in and know that one of your pet of the weeks was adopted here? And you get to walk in and see Buford.
Yeah, I took a picture and I sent it to some friends and I said that I was in the green room with my host.
Yeah, and I saw him on the couch because we just had our first responders and I
he wasn't on he wasn't on the couch. Oh. He's not allowed on the couch. I don't know what you said.
No, of course, he was with you.
That was me on the couch. Yeah. He was on me.
That's what he does, is he knows he's not supposed to get on the furniture, so what he does is he kind of crawls up and lays on you, and his back feet are on the ground. So anyway,
he took advantage of me. That was fine.
Well, and he knows you.
He does. I love him.
Yeah, you have such a wonderful...
well, you had him for 72 days.
Yeah, pets in there.
He's a really good boy.
Yeah, he's a good boy. And he's really changed our lives.
Yeah.
I mean...
When people see this dog and they go... Why was he in there 72 days? I mean, he's such a, you know, he's a goofy, lovable dog.
Yeah, and he gets along with everybody. That's what's so
weird.
He does.
Yeah. He doesn't fight other dogs. He loves to play with, you know, other dogs. He sleeps all through the night. He slept all through the night from day one.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a great dog.
Yeah. So anyway, we would not have had him if it hadn't been the outreach of Haven Humane coming on this radio program, and we've seen some beautiful dogs, but it just happened to be somewhere that particular moment our hearts opened up and we tracked it. We tracked him, and it worked. Now, Mark, thank you for being here, because we know that just like a lot of people, you know, you've just been through like a big experience with some major surgery.
Yeah, I mean it's like. Can I say what it was? It was back surgery. It wasn't.
I mean, okay. There's a hip.
That's major.
There's a HIPAA violation right there.
Yeah, they weren't taking parts out of him. So,
no, but it's still major.
No, they did take some bones out of me actually.
Yeah.
They didn't put parts in, thankfully. But yeah, no, I had a discectomy, and then something happened post-surgery, and so 2 weeks later I went back in and had the same procedure done, and there was another piece of bone in there. And so I'm on the mend.
Yeah, you actually
so
got in the car
two
and drove
weeks.
Here.
Yeah, I went to work yesterday for the first time, I was exhausted by the end of the day. We have Camp Love a Pet going on. That's the T-shirt and the hat. But I was exhausted by the end of the day, but it was so good to be back to work, because I hadn't been to work. I've been working from home a lot while I've been recovering, so I have been doing work, but I haven't been in the office for any length of time. I've stopped by a couple times, but I haven't been in the office since May 23rd, so it was very good to be back and to see everybody. And I mean, camp's going on, so to be with camp was amazing.
And
he loves me more than you, Carl. Quick,
trying
to call
you know, and the thing, Mark, is that I think what is very evident is that you are very passionate about what you do. 2 weeks after having surgery, you're up because you want to go for Camp Love a Pet. And I don't care what anybody says, when you have major surgery and your body's cut, you're on medication and you're under anesthesia, that stuff is very hard on your body, and you're walking around and you're doing everything you can to get back into the fold. And we really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, I love it. It's been a long month. That's all I'll say. It's been a long month, and I'm on the mend, so...
The reason you're saying he likes you is he's going over there and he's laying next to you so he can chew on the chair. That's what he's doing.
Don't chew on my pants.
Or your pants. Your pants are okay. It's the chair. So.
Go ahead.
Anyway. Okay. Now, let's start with the show. And you actually had a French bulldog puppy?
Yeah.
It was a stray.
French Bulldogs are the most popular dog in the United States, which means in 2 to 3 years we're going to have tons and tons and tons and tons and tons and tons and tons
of
French Bulldogs in the shelters. In fact, many shelters across the state are already seeing a whole bunch of French Bulldogs.
Selling for like $1,800.
I saw an email a couple weeks ago that one shelter had gotten in, I think it was 25 or 30 French Bulldogs. So,
puppies or adults?
I think there was all over. I think it was a breeder that got shut down, and so they had to bring them in. So we're going to see lots and lots of French Bulldogs. So this one, Yoda, is a French Bulldog puppy who was found as a stray. and had a severe case of mange and infections in both his eyes and ears. So mange is just a skin infection, but it gets real yeasty, and it's super painful and itchy for the dogs. It's super easy to cure, thankfully. Our vet staff put him on a treatment of antibiotics for his infections and medicated baths for skin issue. Our volunteer groomers continued his medicated baths every week. In just 2 weeks, with the proper care and loads of attention from staff, we saw great progress in his health, and his hair is growing back. This cute boy has been adopted by a family who will take good care of him, so he grows up happy and healthy, and we at Haven are glad we could be part of getting him healthy again and into a good home. Yoda's medication was provided through donations to our Misty Lee Fund, which covers the cost of treatment for deserving animals like Yoda. Donating the Misty Lee Fund directly helps homeless animals get better so they can go to their new homes in a healthy condition. Yeah, Yoda was super cute, and yeah, we're going to see, like I said, quite a few.
Yeah, I mean, when you hear these things, because a lot of people, oh, yeah, I want one, and the prices of them, I mean, you see them, I mean, $1,800, $2,000.
Yeah, one of our staff members, actually, Tina, who did our website, who works in development, has a French bulldog that was a stray that came in, and she adopted her from us, and she's one of our staff dogs now, because she comes in a couple days a week. Her name's Bugs, and I'm hoping she's there today because I haven't seen her in a couple weeks at least, and I'm looking forward to my Bugs hugs. So.
Okay, so Camp Love a Pet's going, and I know this is your two favorite times of the year besides every month being here. That
it is, yeah.
And that you get the dogs. Each dog has two.
Two kids. Two kids per dog. Yep, that's correct. So we have 8 dogs in camp. We have 16 kids in camp. It's a really good, great group of kids and dogs. What's kind of strange is for the first time in, I don't know about the history, but definitely the first time in the 11 years I've been here, we have all male dogs, which is kind of funny. So
wow. We
have 8 male dogs in the camp. And they're all fantastic dogs. And 6 of them are still looking for forever homes. 2 of them are adopted.
Okay. We're going to need to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof. 2 separate divisions that Judy Maxwell has built. She's been helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners since 1993, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Everybody's got questions about insurance. Judy was just on the show the other day talking about it. And if you've got a question about insurance, give her a call at 530-221-0441. And trust me, and she takes this personally. And she, you know, thinks that what's going on to her customers and other people in this area is just horrible. And she has found ways of helping people get insurance for their homes that's affordable. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, 530-221-0441. We'll be right back.
On the road again.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Your vacation? It's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport, and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you. Then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, 27th of June, and 8:20 in the morning, or around there someplace. Tuesday, in this portion of the show, brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial, you need to get some expert help here, and that's Patrick Gorman. He's a workers' compensation expert. He's built the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento. Work injuries can be life-changing, and without treatment, you may not recover. It affects you, your family, your employer wants you to have come back. You might need some help, and if so, give Patrick a call, 530-262-2168 today. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, and the guy's a scrapper, and he's a man of integrity, and he will help you. That's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we are talking about, we're having an update. And Camp Love of Pets going on, and that's huge. And you've got, you know, we've been talking about it, but summer heat warnings.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you heard Ben's amazing weather forecast. It's going to be hot and dry.
It's going to be hot.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And Monday.
Monday, it gets hotter. That was the forecast. That was amazing, Ben.
Thank you. I'm really good at doing forecasts.
Yeah.
People tell me it's my strong.
Yeah, you definitely should go into meteorologist. Be a meteorologist.
Can you turn him down just a little?
Yeah, okay. Turn me down.
Yeah, you had to turn it up because of one of our people in here.
Okay. But Ben's right. It is hot and dry, and it's very, very hot. And, you know, we want to take our animals with us. You know, you got Buford here today. I bring my dogs to work with me. But what I don't do is if I'm heading home and I need to pick something up, I don't stop at the store. I ask my wife to go pick it up, or I bring the dogs home, and then I go back out and get it. And the reason for that is because it is so, so hot in our cars. And even though you get out and, you're like, hey, I've cold soaked it. I got the air conditioning going and everything else. In 10 minutes, that car can go from a comfortable 70 to a 140, 150 pretty quickly. So it's hot out. Do not leave your pets or any people in the car right now. And if you do see pets that are left in a car, if you're in the city limits of Reading or Anderson, call 241-2550 and have one of our animal control officers come out. They have heat guns. They have temp guns. They'll go check it. If they have to, they'll break a window and get the dog out for sure, or a cat.
Yeah, I've seen it one time already, and it was back in April. That there was something like this happened on a hot day, that somebody left their dog in the car out at the Red Bluff Rodeo. and they made the announcement over the loudspeaker, if you've got this vehicle, you better get out there because we're getting ready to break a window. So
the
animal is going to be rescued.
It can happen. A friend of mine unfortunately lost his dog because he left her in the car, and she passed away in the heat from the heat stroke. So it can happen. It can happen very quickly, and you know, you just got to be really vigilant about it. Because it's not good. And also think about the pavement. If you put the back of your hand on the pavement for 5 seconds and it hurts and you can't keep it there, then your dog's paws shouldn't be on it. So walk them in the morning or in the evening when it's cooler and there's some shade. Walk them where, you know, there's not that hot cement or pavement or asphalt, which can be really hot. And also the back of trucks. It's not cooler in the back of trucks. That is like a microwave with that black bottom, those hot bottoms, it is really, really hot on the dogs that are in the back of trucks. So make sure that you think about it. If it's too hot for you, it's too hot for the dogs. I get that they're animals. I get that they live outside. I get all that. But when they're outside and they're free, they have the ability to be able to go to a cooler location, to get shade, to get out of the elements. And when we put them in a car or in the back of a truck or in a yard with no shade and no cover, they don't have that ability, and you got to make sure they do. So in the yards, think about shade, think about fresh water. They need to have all that stuff.
I mean, yeah.
It's hot here. And believe me, I've been doing this now for going on 15 years, and I've seen many, many dogs that have suffered from heat illness, and it's not pretty. It's not pretty.
You know, one of the other things I just saw the other day is if you pour cold water on a dog that's having a heat problem.
That's not true.
Oh, it's not true?
Yeah,
so
take that down, please. Yeah, I was going to tell you that. Yeah, okay. One of my friends is an RVT, and she actually responded to your thing. That's not true. You can pour it. It will cool them down, but you need to get them cooled down. You need to get a fan on.
So you can pour water on them.
And it's not going to complicate the issue. What that said was correct, where, you know, cooling down their feet and stuff is going to help, but you can pour water on
them. It's just like
a
person. You want to put them into an ice bath almost.
You want to cool them down. You want to get air on them, and you want to get them in a car and get them to a vet immediately. The biggest thing is get them to a vet.
I'll go back today and pull that off.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let me see. What else we got? Oh, Zumba Bash.
Yeah, that's your favorite time because you always come, you put your leotard on and hang out.
You know, ever
it's
since
it's kind of awkward for me when you show up, but I'm always happy that you come support.
You know, when seeing you in spandex, it just kind of makes my whole year.
I beat you to it this time.
Not really. My leotards is one thing, and they're camouflage, but your spandex, the purple spandex that you wear, which leaves nothing to the imagination. So
the mental image of you in
my camouflage tights,
camouflage leotards is not something that anybody wants. Our Zumba Bash is coming up. I actually Zumba Bash is really, really cool. If you're into Zumba, Zumba is a lot of fun. It's great exercise and it's just fun. And Jennifer Lozoya at Anderson Family Fitness has been putting this on now for this is our 11th year, which is amazing. And her and the Anderson Family Fitness family, which is just an amazing group of people, put this on for us, and it's a dance a night away thing. It's going to be masquerade ball theme this year. She always does amazing themes, and it's picked just for this event. It's going to have a bunch of Zumba instructors from all over the area who volunteer and donate their time and talent to raise awareness and funds for Haven. It's going to be at Wind River. It's going to be August 17th. You can get tickets at havenhumane.org. You can also, I believe you can get tickets at Anderson Family Fitness as well. And it is a lot of fun. There is some drinking involved. There's going to be vendors that are going to be there with stuff. There's going to be prizes. But it's so much fun. And I will tell you, the routines that they put together, like, because I go every year and I start and I speak and I thank everybody. And then I hang out and I watch for a while. And those, I'm tired just watching. The routines are amazing and so much fun. And they have a DJ and they have DJ Unruly that comes, and he volunteers his time every time. Randy's an amazing guy, so I don't know if he's going to be there this year, but he's been every year. He's fantastic, and, you know, I can't thank Jennifer enough. She has just been a great part of our Haven team. a really important part of our team. And her and Omar, her husband, and their family have just, you know, they've supported us through the years. They always come to Bark, Wine, and Brew. And then putting this on is just phenomenal. So come on out. Have a great time. There's a lot of people that show up to it. It really is a lot of fun.
Okay. And then the Bark, Wine, and Brew is going to be in October at Wind River.
Yeah, Bark, Wine, and Brew is going to be Saturday, October 5th. It's always the first Saturday in October. The theme this year is superheroes and villains, and costumes are encouraged. You can watch a great video on last year's event on our YouTube channel. Just go to Haven Humane Society on YouTube, and you'll find that. It really is a great video they put together. Love it. And, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun this year. I mean, it's always fun.
It's always fun.
But it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a really good auctioneer. We've got some great live and silent auctions that are going to be out there. And it's just going to be a time where we can celebrate the successes over the year. It's been a challenging year. But even so, we have so many more successes and failures in our industry. It's just hard for us to, you know, get over the failure suck. But, you know, the successes are amazing. We have so many more of those. And so this is a time where we get together and we celebrate with our sponsors, our donors, you know, our just our family, our Haven family and our Haven team, and celebrate all those
successes. And let me tell you, this is a great event, and it sells out quick. So yes, as soon as those tickets go on sale, you are.
Oh, we have 7 tables remaining out of the 32.
Okay, so that tells
it's
you something.
It's on sale.
So if the sale, it's going on right now, so you go to what,
HavenHumane.org. Ticket tables are $650 minimum, yeah. For tables.
For a table, but can you come as an individual?
I don't know that we're going to have individual tickets because we're selling tables so quickly.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So then maybe you want to get together with some of your friends. How many people can sit there?
10.
10 people.
Yeah.
So it's $65 a ticket and about that.
Yeah.
And then you can just have a wonderful time. And they have a dessert auction that is, you know, it's based on that theme. And these cakes coming in
are amazing.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
The one,
I know.
The one on Aliens where it had the, you know, if you remember that movie, Alien, where it came out of the guy's stomach, they had one of those.
The Alice in Wonderland ones last year were, gosh, phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, they looked like something out of a cartoon. It was absolutely crazy.
All right, we need to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. They were founded in 1960. And they've been in that same location since like 67. I love this barbershop. This is my barbershop. Never had a bad haircut. And now that they have the ability that you can call them to make a reservation, so it works in your, you know, on your time frame. Otherwise, you know, or you can just drop in if they've got an opening, but that way you don't have to wait around. It's 530-244-9478. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's a great barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Music lovers rejoice as Josh Grayson and Keith Anderson bring you a night of pure honky-tonk fun on Saturday, July 13th in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Immerse yourself in the sound of their top hits like Pickin' Wildflowers or Nothing to Lose. Tickets for this night of Southern Charm start at only $25 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. Don't miss this boot-stomping celebration of all things country. Get complete details at windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos,
creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Makes a man really has a chance. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. You know what we stand for? We stand for the Constitution. We stand for that First Amendment, that Second Amendment, all of them. And some people don't like that. And we understand that some people are narrow-minded, close thoughts, nasty, venomous. But you know what? Nothing's going to stop us from bringing out, providing a platform for our community. And if you don't agree with it, then don't listen to it. It's real simple. And maybe later on we'll get into this someday. But hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. State of California is going heavy in the EVs. Other states, not so much. So I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And we've been talking about all these events that are coming up. Where do you want to go? We've talked a little bit about your YouTube channel.
Yeah. So we have a YouTube channel. We've got some cool stuff on there. Like you said, it's got the video for Park Wine and Brew from last year, which really is a really fun video. We also have Haven Happenings. It goes on YouTube every week. We film it the week before. So last week, it's actually this week that came out, yesterday. Jim did it, and it's all about camp, and it's got, some camp in it. It's got some camp kids in it with their dogs. It's super cute. I'll be filming one for next week, tomorrow, and it will be camp kids again. So, that'll be fun. And I haven't done it in a month because I've been out, so I'm looking forward to doing it. I miss doing it. But we have lots of stuff on there. We also have lots of sponsorship opportunities. You know, we can't do what we do without the community, and thankfully we're in an amazing community. So, but we need help. It's been very difficult. As everybody knows, it's been extremely difficult for nonprofits. We're doing everything we can for the animals in our community, and it costs a lot of money, and we need help with all that. So you can help by sponsoring something that we do at Haven, you can call our development department at 241-5262, or you can email us at events@havenhumane.org. Again, it's events@havenhumane.org, or visit our website. It's got all kinds of opportunities on there. It talks about all of our events. Talks about, you know, like the Misty Lee. We talked about, you know, we talked about Yoda today, and he was a recipient of the Misty Lee Fund, which is helping with medical costs. We also do fundraisers on Facebook for certain items. So we do lots of stuff that we, you know, that helps us fund everything. You know, people always ask about, don't you have contracts with the cities and the county? And we do have contracts with the city of Reading, with the city of Anderson, and with Shasta County. Unfortunately, those contracts, although good contracts, the contracts are for the first 5 days that the animals are with us. Well, most of our animals, like you said, Buford was with us for 72 days. Well, that means that the first 5 days were technically paid for through the contract, but the rest of that time we needed to pay for it. And it's expensive, as anybody knows, it has animals to take care of animals. Imagine taking care of, you know, 500 animals at a time with a huge staff. So it can get expensive. So we need that help for us to do our mission.
Okay, and one of the ways you can do it is by donating a vehicle.
Yeah, the donating a vehicle thing has been really pretty awesome because it has... Hell, that's not even on here. That's funny.
Yeah, it is. It's down at the bottom of the first page.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, okay. I was like, wow. Yes, the donating vehicle has been awesome because a lot of people have old vehicles. They don't know what to do with them, and they're like, hey, I just need to take it and get rid of it. They don't have to be running. It doesn't have to be a car. It can be a car, truck, motorcycle, motorhome, camping trailer, or boat. It helps us because we get a huge portion of what they sell it for. It's really great. It helps them because they get a good portion, and it's great. So donating is easy. You just call 855-500-7433. Again, that number is 855-500-7433, and it's cars. And that has been great. We've gotten, I think we're up to, I missed the last manager meeting, but I think we're like 32, 34 cars have been donated in the last,
well, you know, the thing too is,
2 years.
Well, I don't have the registration. Well, they're going to help you get that registration.
Yeah,
so they take care of everything.
Yep.
They move it for you.
Yep.
And then they'll sell it or piece it out or whatever, but then Haven gets a good portion of this.
Yeah, and it's great. For that. And, you know, I mean, most of the cars that we've gotten have been, you know, beaters, and they just want to get rid of them. And that's great because they sold for, you know, $600-700, and we got a big part of that. You know, we got $400-500 out of that. So,
yeah.
And that helps out. So every little bit helps.
Okay. Now, the update on summer hours for the walk-in vaccine clinic.
Yeah.
And the spay and neuter and all of this.
Yeah. So our hospital, a few updates on our hospital. So we've gone to the summer hours because it's just too hot from, you know, from 2 to 4. So our vaccine clinic now is on Wednesdays from 8 to 10 a.m. So it's outside our vet hospital. So be prepared for the weather. Cats must be in carriers. Again, it's 8 to 10 weeks. We encourage people to get there a little early. We handle about 35 animals. So anything over that, we're probably not going to be able to do. It just depends on how the day's going. We are booking a few public spays and neuter surgeries each day. And vouchers are available for dogs and cats and can be combined with available grant subsidies awarded to Haven. So it does help with the cost of spay and neuter. Our Feral Fiesta Day, which is the last day, the last Thursday of the month, we spay and neuter up to 50 feral cats. You drop them off at 7:15 and pick them up the same day at 4 p.m. City of Reading feral cat vouchers will be available again July 1st. Right now we don't have them, but we do have other vouchers which take $20 to $25 off the cost of the altar. The cost is $45, I believe. And our vet hospital is doing 7 trap neuter release surgeries every day, Monday through Thursday. There's no day limit per person, but we do limit it to 7 total, just because we're so busy.
So there's a lot of a lot of availability there. To, you know, if you've got a feral cat in your neighborhood, you get your trap, catch it, bring it in. It's spayed or neutered. You bring it back, drop it off. It can't breed anymore, but it will stay in there and keep other cats that haven't been neutered.
And that cost is $45, and you drop them off at 7:15. Must be in a trap. And then you can also go next door and get vouchers for that as well. So those vouchers will help with to offset that $45 cost.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Okay, National Day, Ben. You're writing me notes. You're doing all these things.
Well, we've got National Sunglasses Day today. Well, that's not actually today. This is Thursday. But I'm just saying this for us Thursday listeners.
This is Thursday.
Yeah, this is Thursday, actually. National Onion Day and National Cake Day.
I love sunglasses, but I'm not a fan of onions.
Oh, onions. Onions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and PTSD Awareness Day. That's definitely an important one.
Yep. It
Absolutely.
Is. Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Your vacation? It's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport, and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Free Fire Radio in our last segment here on Thursday, the 27th of June, which really was recorded on the 25th, but because Spectrum is out all over the city, we're recording this so we can play it on Thursday. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. It's the Camp Love a Pet's going on, and your favorite time of the year. So well, you've got 8 dogs, 16 kids, and you do this twice during the summer.
Yep, we start again July 15th.
And hopefully every – okay, now. So if people aren't familiar with this, do the kids draw for the dogs? Or how does that happen? Or do you all put them with, you think?
No. So we changed it last year, and we started what we call teams or houses. So it's very much like Harry Potter houses. So we have 4 teams. We have Salamander, Eagle, Lion, and Narwhal are our teams. And then the 4 staff members, myself, Jim, who's been on air, yeah. Director of Operations, and then Cassie Badman, who I think I brought Cassie here. She's our volunteer coordinator. And then Sarah. Sarah is our behavior specialist. And so
we met her that day when we picked up Buford.
Yes. So the 4 of us are the advisors for each house. And then the kids actually pull randomly a house, and then they go into that house or team, and so do the counselors. So once a kid is on a team, they're on that team forever. So if they come back to camp next year, they'll be on that team. If they come back as a counselor, they'll be on that team. So like this camp, I actually have 3 returning campers that are in our team, which is Team Salamander, which is great. So it's great to see them, and the counselors, you know, I have some counselors that came back. So they randomly first go to a team, and then those teams have 2 dogs that are on that team, and then they randomly pull to get 1 of those dogs. And also, that's how they get their partner. So when they pull the dog, 2 people pull a dog. That's the 2 kids that are partnered up as a team with that dog.
Okay. And the idea behind this is not just socialization, but, you know, training. You know, like how to walk and
the idea behind camp is to help make these kids better community members. The fact that we use dogs just kind of works into it. So it teaches them teamwork. It teaches them a lot of skills, patience, communication. And the fact that there's 2 of them actually has improved our ability to be able to, you know, have that teamwork, because the fact is that when you get into the working world, when you get into higher education, you may have to work with people that you may not hang out with outside of work or school, or may not get along with in a worst case scenario. And so these kids have to learn to do that with this partner and the dogs. And they're all, I mean, most of the time they become fast friends. And they work really well together, which is great. And the dog responds. And so they have to do that. And then we have speakers come in. We have projects. They have to do video. They have to do speeches, all based on their dog. Yesterday we had an amazing speaker come. She is a detective for the Sheriff's Department. She brought her dog, and her dog, Tony, is an amazing dog. And her dog is trained to sniff electronics. So when they're searching for electronics, they can find it, like thumb drives and that kind of stuff. And also guns, residue, you know, bullets, that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. So, and she did a fantastic demo, and they got to learn about that. And what was cool about that was, you know, she was amazing. The dog was fantastic. But they got to see the relationship that she has with her dog and the trust that she's built up with her dog. And then she talked about it, which was great. And so everything that we do is based on making our kids more rounded human beings and better community members. And we utilize the dogs to do that and to have that as the focus for them, which is great. And it's fun. We have fun competitions. This year, Team Salamander's winning, which is great. I'm super proud of our team. I missed all of last week because of the back surgery, so I just came back yesterday.
Let's talk about this for a second. First of all, you stack the team like you do on your golf tournaments when you take Dan Scott and somebody else that could be playing on the pro tour, and then you get to play with that group, and, oh, gee, we got best ball, considering that Dan on a par 5 can drive it, so he uses a 9-iron on the second one. So now you got Team Salamander has 3 team members from last year.
Yeah, but the competition is about – has nothing to do with, like, there's nothing from last year that they would know.
I know, I'm just kidding you. What I was really going to talk about is the names. I know Salamander, Narwhal, what are the other 2?
Eagle and Lion.
Okay, those not too bad, but I think that Thor should be in there. I think Valkyrie should be one of them.
So we actually did it based on the elements.
Leatherneck.
So those are the animals from the elements. So that's why we did it.
I got it. A narwhal.
Narwhal is the only exception because
it's like a seal with a long horn on its head.
It's the unicorn of the ocean.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's a great one because the ones that they had were pretty boring, so we went with narwhal.
All right. I like narwhal.
It's great. That's pretty cool. And the competition is great. And so that when they're in the classroom, they sit with their team at a table with their team. We do lots of fun stuff with that. We have this week we've got today's picture day. I don't think we have a speaker today. Tomorrow we actually do lure coursing. So we have Patty who comes and she is amazing and she does this phenomenal lure coursing. So she has this string on a
What kind of crossing?
It's called lure coursing.
Oh, lure. Okay.
And so she runs a string out it's the whole pasture, so it's probably 200-300 yards probably.
Yeah.
And it kind of goes, makes corners and stuff, and then she's got it on a spindle, so it goes super fast. And then she puts a bag on the end of it, and then the dogs get to chase it. And so we bring the dogs in one at a time, and we put them off leash. The only time they're off leash, they're in a fenced-in pasture, and then we give the dogs a chance to do the lure coursing, and then of course the kids run too. And
do any of the dogs just ignore it?
Oh yeah. Some of them are afraid of it. Some of them ignore it. Some of them chase it for a second, and then they start running off after the counselors and the kids and stuff
to
play.
This is what Buford would do. Buford would watch it. Buford would get up. And he'd see how fast it was going, where it was going, and he'd just lay down again.
I'm
not going to catch
it. I think Buford would chase it.
Buford is one fast dog.
I think
he is a little meat missile when he's out there. Yep.
And it's funny because some of the dogs that we think would chase it don't. And then some of the dogs, we're like, there's not a chance this dog's going to chase it. And they fly, and they do the whole course. It's so much fun. We get so much video, so many videos and pictures of it. It's great. And then
What we're getting at, my friends, is this. Your kids could get something really good out of this. It's under supervision. They can be helping a dog find a home. And how do they sign up for this, though?
So registration for it is February 1st every year.
And it's filled up on February 1st.
Oh, yeah. By 9 o'clock, we have a waiting list for both camps.
Okay. So you need to figure out that, okay, it's going to be February 1st, and when it opens up, if you want to get your kid into this, it's not impossible.
Yeah, we have kids. We open at 8, but we start doing registration earlier just because we already have a line. But we have people that get in line before 7 o'clock that morning.
Well, here's the thing, and this is just my thinking. Now, I understand what you say if you get returnees, but to me it should be, new kids, let them enjoy that.
It's first come, first serve, and that's not going to change.
Okay. All right.
Because that's not fair.
All right, Sergeant. All right.
Yeah, it's so much fun. And then Thursday we actually have bath day, and so they're going to all give the dogs a bath.
I'll tell you this, and I don't mind throwing my ignorance out there. I have no idea, except for airmen, until I get to your officer ranks, and I can kind of figure that out. But
they're similar.
Even it's in the Navy too. But are you like a senior? Were you a senior chief?
I was a master sergeant.
Master sergeant. Okay, so you don't have the word chief in there. It's just a
chief
Navy.
is E9. Chief Master Sergeant is E9.
There you go.
And Senior Master Sergeant is E8.
Okay.
So I was an E7.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And that's, like I said, airmen, and then I can get the officer ranks, because all the officer
ranks
are
the same.
They're all the same.
Yeah.
The Navy's got different names for them.
Yeah, I can't.
But,
that's
okay. It's a colonel in the Air Force, colonel in the Army, colonel in the Marine Corps,
captain,
it's a captain
Navy.
In the Navy. Yeah. And I guess Coast Guard too. I don't know about Space Force. Now we all have a new.
I think they're exactly the same as the Air Force.
And that probably is. And we
but
now have
a question.
Do you know what Space Force does? Okay, let's not get started on that because now we all have a new service that we can look down at. Oh yeah,
I know that the recruiters for Space Force are the same recruiters for the Air Force, which is odd. So. I saw something on that because I was an Air Force recruiter.
I thought you were
going to
say the recruiters were suspected aliens.
It's the same. It's the same.
Like UFO aliens.
It's the same recruiters, which is odd. I would imagine that's going to change, but for right now, I believe
because it's a separate service.
It's a completely separate service.
So they're going to have to build up that.
That's what I'm guessing.
Build up the the whole thing. Okay, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Hayden Humane. Last thing, and people need to understand this, you've brought in over 1,000 dogs and cats.
Yeah.
And well, this, we're talking dogs. You've adopted out a large number. You've had like 127 be sent someplace else. You returned 500 and something to owners.
Yeah.
But that still leaves like about 100 plus dogs.
Yeah.
And then not counting cats.
We have lots of cats too. But you know, we've got 6 amazing camp dogs that are looking to be adopted in there. Only a $25 adoption fee.
Ooh.
And if you want to see them, you can go on Facebook because all those videos will be posted today, if they're not already posted. All those videos are going to be posted. Oh, today's going to be Thursday when this airs. So,
this is Thursday.
So, just go on. They're all posted. Go on Facebook. You'll see the videos of all those dogs. And you'll see the kids and how much they love them. And they'll talk about how cool those dogs are.
The reason we're saying that, yes, today is Tuesday. But the spectrum is down all over the city, which means is that we're not broadcasting. So it's such a great show today. With the Elections Commission and CPR and then Mark coming in here, that we're going to play this whole show on Thursday. This will be a best of, and it'll be a brand new show. So,
love it.
Well, thanks again, Mark and all your team out there for everything you all do.
Well, thanks for being a part of our team. We appreciate you and everything you guys do. And,
We're
glad that Buford found a good spot. I think it's a very good case of who rescued who, because I think that he rescued you guys more than you rescued him.
Well,
I think you needed a dog in your guys' lives, and I've been telling you that.
I think we did, and he's filled that. But, now on Saturdays and Sundays, which is, I go, I'd like to sleep in. Nope. We start at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we have 4 hours of dog and horse.
Look at him. He's beautiful. He's amazing. He's an awesome dog.
Everybody have a great day out there. It's going to be hot, as Ben said. It's hot. And God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.